Blog Talk Radio.
As Speaker of the House, I, Rolanda 700, stand before you, some who stand behind me in support, others who stand behind me with a knife poised for my back, but still, I'm ready to present to you, dead or alive, black face or black mask, the one, the only president, T.A.Z.
Yo, we on. We on. I didn't have no kind of, you know what I'm saying, no kind of intro on this one because I didn't want too much time to elapse. Nikki just messaged me.
Okay.
And she says it's not coming up live online to play live. It's on live somewhere. It's on live right now. I'm waiting on her. You know how black people are. Anyway, I want to thank Ant-Man for being on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure. Glad to be back.
And I got Nikki Wade coming through, also Kitty Dunn Williams coming through at the 9:25 part of the show. Yeah, he's a producer out of Texas.
Oh, what part of Texas? Because you know.
I know you're moving there. Killeen, Texas.
Killeen, okay, so you're going to, I think they said Killeen is about, 2 hours away from Arlington, Texas?
That's correct, because I was stationed there. I was stationed at Fort Hood. I used to drive up to Dallas and go to the club all the time. I used to drive to Austin. I used to drive down to Houston. Right now, area code 678, area code 678. I know who it is, but introduce yourself anyway.
Hey, it's the Diva Nikki Wade.
She sounded all lovely off in here.
Oh my goodness, that was kind of sexy.
Nikki, meet my co-host Ant Man.
Hey, Ant, how you doing?
I'm fine, Miss Nikki Wade. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am so happy and honored to be talking to you on the air.
Likewise. I appreciate you having me on. It's a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness.
Nikki, this is the first time we talked. We have talked on Facebook through the post and whatnot, but this is the first time we actually talked, voice
yes,
to voice. Right. So how have you been? And I want you to tell the people exactly what you do, yo. I already know, but the people don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we want to hear from you exactly what you do, because I found out a little bit more than I knew about you. I was like, wow, I didn't know you did some booking for different concerts and events here in the A, so I didn't know you did that.
Yes, I do. That is what I do primarily, I should say, outside of being a vocalist myself, an artist myself. I've been an artist for 1,000,001 years because I'm 2 million years old. And
that's true. I'm writing that down.
I've been an artist since I was a toddler. So I've been performing since I was a toddler. So I've just been in this game for a long, long time, and as I started to grow and mature and get wise about the business and meet wonderful people who weren't getting on stages, I decided to not only create a platform for myself, but create a platform for other independent artists as well who I just felt like deserved some shine, needed to be seen, they weren't in the clique, what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I was very impressed when I read it. I was on Diva Dom Entertainment. Am I correct?
Yes, Diva Dom Entertainment Group.
Yeah, I was there and I was tripping. I was like, I didn't know she did that. You know, so I was very impressed. Nikki, also, how long have you been singing? You said this is a toddler, but was that in the church upbringing, stuff like that? Or you just was just singing off the radio?
No. Initially, like most artists, I did start in church, but I also started theater, doing theater at the same time. So I started singing in church, but I started doing, my foundation was in theatrics. So I was doing stage plays from the time I was a toddler.
I did.
I graduated from that to classical ballet and other forms of dance, and I did that for a large majority of my life. And then I decided I wanted to be a pop star one day. And at that time when I was pop star ready, I wanted to get on stage and dance like Janet and Britney and all of that stuff. And then I had a baby, and that changed.
Well, I'm glad it didn't change everything, because I'm glad you're still doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I might still bust a move, you know.
She didn't say bust a move.
I'm sorry,
bust a move went out back in 1988, didn't it?
The first song I want to play is Drive Me Wild, since I love the title.
I'm glad because you're going to love the video that's coming real soon.
I'm sure they're going to watch that. Song is called Drive Me Wild. Miss Nikki Wade is in the house.
You just keep on driving me wild. You just keep on driving me wild.
Yeah, it's a beautiful style.
I love
Thank you so much.
It,
I mean, that
it,
means a lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really. I hope you don't mind me interrupting real quick, Taz. But there's not a lot of your. How should I say it without being so impolite? There are not so many great singers in today's day and age. You know, so and the music that we grew up on, this is a throwback to the music that I love. You know, and I enjoy every minute of it. I mean, every song that I've heard so far, I've enjoyed it. And this is a great surprise. I love that last one. That song that you just played, Taz, was right on time. That was great.
Well, like I said, I so appreciate that because you just don't know it's been a long time coming to get any type of accolade or compliment. So I really appreciate that. I'm grinning from ear to ear right now.
Exactly.
I tell you right now, she came to my house party that we always do every year in October, and she sung. All my people be like, oh, hell yeah. I already know.
I hope that's an invite, Taz.
Bring an empty stomach because we have a feast and you're going to have
right
a good
now.
Time. You're
okay.
Have a good time. And bring some CDs so you can sell too. Everybody's going to be on you. I'm serious. My wife will be the first one talking about, girl, you ain't got no CDs. Okay, the song, you are the only one since Ant-Man brought it up as the video. And I did see that video too, thank you, Jesus. You are the only one. Explain this one, Nikki, before I play.
Well, you know what, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to just let the song speak for itself.
No, just take it out because I didn't use it.
Here we go. You are the only one.
Hmm.
Thank you. Yo, this is TAZ of ATAZP.com. Whenever I want to lay back in the cut and listen to some new underground music, I turn on Radio Freakout on RadioFreakout.com. Feel me.
Blog Talk Radio with your host TAZ Nikki.
Wow.
got a strong voice. She's got a very strong voice. I want to welcome in also on the show area code 254. State your name, Chief. I think I know who this is, but state your name anyway.
What's up? This is Kenny Dub, man, without a step music.
What's up, Kenny Dub? I will get to you. We got Nikki Wade on the line. Also, my co-host Ant-Man is on the line.
Nice.
Taz, hold on a second. I got to catch my breath after that one, bro. Hold on a second, bro. Wow.
Yeah.
Now you see why I wanted you to play that, right?
I'm already thinking about the video again.
Woo! I'm gonna sit over in the cut real quick and catch my breath on that one, all right?
Now, Nikki, when you write a Nikki Wade hit, when you write a Nikki Wade song, is there any special vibe that you need to actually, you know, write a song, or does it just come to you, or do you wake up in the middle of the night and you got to write it down? How do you go through the process of actually coming up with, you know, a song lyrics for your song?
I mean, you know, like most artists, I try to draw from personal experiences. Like You Are the Only One, it was definitely a special, inspired song. And so I put a lot of emotion into it. When I first started writing after I moved here to Atlanta, I just decided to take bits and pieces of my poetry and put it together and then put it into song format. And then after a while, that was just my writing style. I start writing a poem first and just draw from the, you know, innermost depths of my being and then take it from there. And then once I have the poem written, then I just break it into pieces and start putting it into, you know, formal format for song. So
cool. Ant-Man, you got anything?
I think I caught my breath there. All I need is some tour dates. I think I became a groupie just a second ago.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to know when you're gonna come to DC, because that's where I'm at right now. You know.
That might be in the works very soon. I have a great artist friend out that way named Brian Christopher, who's been talking about getting me out there. So hopefully within the next couple of months, that'll be happening.
Okay, so we're talking about D.C., and then I'm moving to Texas, so I think I need to be seeing you in Texas, too. So.
Okay. Well, look, my family, those Blades are from Texas, so, you know, shout out to my family, my daddy, Robert Wade, he's in Texas, so you might see me there, too. If you'll be in the, you know, in the New York area in April, I will be in New York on, I believe, April. Ooh, I should have this date together. April the 14th or the 16th for the Indie Soul Mixer. I am the official host and one of the co-directors of the Indie Soul Mixer. So I'll definitely be there in April, and I'll give you the date in just 2.5 seconds. That's April 13th.
Okay.
April 13th, so I'll be there at Drum.
Nikki, I want you to give your information out so people can hit you up, find out about the music, find out about when you're booking, you know, events down here in the A. Give out all your information.
Absolutely. You can go to www.divadomeent.com. That's Diva, domen as in Nikki T.com. And or you can hit me up on Facebook at Diva Nikki or Diva Nikki Wade on Facebook. And I'm on Twitter, Diva Dem ENT on Twitter, and the same for Instagram. So you, I'm everywhere now.
wait, you mean I could be a friend of yours on Facebook?
Actually, my personal Facebook page is full, but I do have a fan page.
I think, okay, I guess I have to settle for the fan page.
I'm sorry, baby, I will still talk to you.
I think you can still leave messages on there, Emmy. You know what I'm saying? So if you see a video that you really like it, I'm sure you can talk to her directly through the message thing. Nikki, I want to thank you for being on the show. Long time friend, first time coming on. Whenever you got something new, you know I'm going to know anyway. So I will. You know I'm going to know. If I see you, I'm going to be like, yo, you need to come on. And also, I will keep you abreast of the house party too as well, since we do live
thank
in the
you,
same
thank
area.
You. I so, know there's no excuses. So I'm just glad that you had me. I appreciate you. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my kid who's in New York at Anza. And my family knows who they are, so I'm not going to call out everybody's name, like Pookie and all of them. But I definitely want to shout the both of you out because I appreciate you for having me on. So thank you so much.
It's all good, Nikki. It's all good. Thank you.
It was a pleasure, Miss Nikki. I really enjoyed you.
Well, I enjoy being on here. Oh, and for whoever is listening, please look out for my artist, Geek House, and Ebony Laurent as well. So check them out. But check out the website. You'll see all of us on there. Kyrie the Young Prodigy, Beat Rocket, Jason, Ebony, and myself. So that's Diva Dem Entertainment, DivaDemENT.com.
All right.
Kenny Dub Williams.
What's up, man?
But, hey, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm friends, and I want to know right now, I already know, because I've seen y'all conversing, but what is Miss Kitty Williams to you?
Oh, man, that's my big sister.
Yeah, I figured as much. I wanted you to say it, but I figured as much. I've been knowing her ever since I've been on Blog Talk. We've been connected. I call her probably once every 3 months just to see how she's doing, how she been. I support her in everything that she does. That is my dog right there. I'm telling you right now, that's my sister too as well, my little sister though.
She know I am, man.
And I ran across her page and seen you hit up a song, and I said, oh, heck no. I got to get this dude on. Then we started conversing through Facebook and then found out a lot more that you was around the way, you know, doing your thing, you know. So, I mean, it's just all love right here. I want you to tell the people exactly what you do.
I am Kenny Dub. I am a music producer, record producer. I produce mostly hip-hop and electronic-type things. And, you know, I've been doing it for just about 8 years now, you know, all around the world. Getting credentials here and there. Nothing big yet, but, you know, baby steps, all that.
Yeah. But you're doing some things, though, bro, because you got a unique sound. It's not like all other producers, because I do the same thing. I produce, I write, and yeah. I got different people that I, you know, try to set on a couple of these beats to make a song bounce and make heads bounce. So you're doing the same thing, man. And like
yes,
I said,
sir.
I was so excited when you said, yeah, you could do it. So I'm getting ready to play a song right now, the first one that I did hear, and it was Feeling with Tiffany Porterfield.
Yes, sir.
And you did the music, and, of course, I think she sung on there. I didn't listen to it all the way through, but when I nipped it, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, heck yeah. Then I went down, you know, I went down the line just hitting little preview. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. So explain the song again.
right, this one is called Feeling New. It's produced by me, sung by my girl Tiffany Porterfield. We've been writing for a long time. We went down to L.A. We actually put that song together in about 15 minutes. No joke. That's how quick we worked together. So we merged like that. And it's a really dope. It's electronic, but it's more on the, I would say, like the New York Fashion Week style. It's not on the big club dance, but it does what it does. It got a couple placements in the TV licensing type area and everything. Nothing major, but hey, we're trying to get it out there. You know, it's a really good song, though.
Come to her and say boom, boom, boom. So do you sing too?
I guess I kind of hum. You know, I'm a hook writer. I ain't no usher or nothing, man.
Because I mean, you know, you produce songs, right? You might come up with a hook where you're gonna have to sing to a singer so they can get how to do it. And I understand the process because I do it. And I can't sing a lick. I'm like woo 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 in the back with a top wooden on top of the bucket. You know, I cannot sing, bro. So I try to get my expression across so they get it, boom, luckily they get it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking you go through the same process.
Definitely, man. We all start the same, man. Real talk, everybody, from the top to the bottom, man. Even the majors, man, they start just like us, tinkering around on keyboards and stuff.
what equipment do you use to actually get down? I mean,
I'm a Korg man. I use the Korg M3, and I run that through Pro Tools, and I got a bunch of secret drums and whatnot. But I'm strictly Korg, man. That's how I get down, man.
Man, I love Korgs. That's one reason why I love the music. How long have you been doing this?
About 8 years now, 8 full years, maybe 8 and a half. You know, I got my start in techno music actually out there in Italy. In the red light.
I thought that did sound a little bit like techno in there a little bit with that one.
Sure.
I guess that's what reminded me of the 90s. You know, like early 90s and stuff, you know, with the techno music. I thought it detected a little bit of that in there.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That's hot, dude. I'm saying the techno music and everything is hot, bro. I mean, this dude could go out to Vegas and make a killing at the club.
Ooh, make a killing.
I already know because me and my cousin got a friend that DJs at one of the clubs in Vegas, and he makes a killing on the same stuff. And you could get that song in the rotation, boom, they'd be on the floor, dog.
For real.
The next song I wanted to play was, you got it titled Amos, No Roaches Radio. Explain that one.
Okay. Amos is the rapper. That's my artist that I'm pushing right now. You know, he's a very talented guy out of Flint, Michigan. Extremely talented. He works with me very fast, the same way Tiffany works. You know, it's that synergy there. And you know, the song is called No Roaches. You know, it alludes to certain things. You know, I don't want to tell none. You probably got kids listening, but it's a very feel good song. You know what I mean? It takes you to a different place. And you know, this is my artist Amos. He has a mixtape coming out here in the next couple months. I'm actually going to LA next week to finish it, get it all mixed and mastered and all that. And we'll, you know, give it to the internet and see what it does. You know, and it's actually his latest single. Yeah, we just released it back in November, and it's got a lot of good reviews. He's got a lot of support on it, so you know, play that jam.
Amos, No Roaches.
Yes, sir.
Feel my skill and get built. baby, it's cold as they come. Cold as sore, babe, more metaphors for you than one. Bring her over to my sofa after soda and brum. Top or bottom, bottoms out, and no doubt I'll overcome. Son, I'm smooth when I cruise, never down on my mission. Shit, I real pitch, pull switch like I was fishing. Every guy, we are different. I get knowledge and follow. That's why I'm the bookworm. All the birds want to swallow. I got em.
Roll up the sticky and let's get high.
Not getting no more airtime or no more airplay. I kind of like that. You know, I agree with Taz. You know, that's one of those, you know, that you could put in your CD and just ride down 95 or something like that down the interstate and just groove to that. How is something like that does not get more time and no more airplay?
All right, the main thing I get when I deal with these labels and you know, industry type cats, you know, a lot of A&Rs are watch the rappers. Basically, they say this is cool, it's nice, but it's not relevant to what we're looking for right now. So at my level, you know, I don't have all the money in the world. You know, we do what we can. We give it to who we can give it to. But we're going to put on this mixtape coming up in, I would say, late April. And we're just going to give it out. We're going to push it to the internet, you know, pay who we got to pay, whatever, so we can get in the right people's hands. And we'll just let the people decide. Because like I said, working with industry cats, man, they all got their people, they got their family, they got their preference. And a lot of times the stuff it just goes over their head.
Pardon the interruption, but that is crazy. I mean, that is not what they're looking for. I mean,
man.
So they're looking for artists or rap artists that really can't rap, if you ask me. They cannot. And the beat to that was brilliant. I love the beat. And for these people to sit up there and for these people to sit up there and snub something like that, and to go for something that I would consider garbage, that's kind of crazy to me, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, K-Dub. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Do you, bro? Don't worry about these damn majors. Don't worry about these damn majors, because, you know, I learned that a long time ago. You make your money for you, and you do what you do for you. And you make your connections and people that you trust and people that you're cool with, and you can go around the country, perform, and you can make some loot underground without even being heard. And the thing about it is, the thing that's so nice about it, K-Dub, is you can walk in Kroger's and still get something to eat and buy without people running up on you and you needing a bodyguard. Because fame,
yeah.
I mean, I could cuss on here. Fame ain't shit. I'm telling you for real. Do you, bro. Keep doing you and don't let nobody discourage you, because I'm telling you right now, as a fan, I'm loving this.
I loved it too. I loved it, man. I mean, like I said, that's something I could just bob my head to and just roll down the road with, you know, with my windows down and have the volume turned full blast, you know.
If you like that, man, you're gonna love this mixtape. I'm talking about 11 tracks, pure fire, with the versatility that you see in my beats and everything, and the versatility of his flow. It's gonna be crazy, man. I don't think we're going to be in the same position we are right now.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, dog. Like I said, a lot of stuff that these A&Rs look for is the same shit that's on the radio now. I mean,
yeah,
it's the same.
No imagination.
Talking about the same thing, no originality, just deadpan rap, same thing. I got my jewelry, I got my car, and I got a clip, and I'm getting ready to shoot anybody try to take this. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's pretty much
every rapper that's out there now. They sing the same thing. They got pretty much the same beats, the same hooks. They use the same dances in all their videos.
You know what I'm saying? Every time I watch a video, that's that same girl with that bullet hole in the butt. You know, for real. Hey, Doug, who do you listen to then?
I've recently a whole lot of Kendrick Lamar. I've been on him for a long time.
Yeah.
His success is taking off and it's warranted, man. You know, he's been going hard for a while. He got the best of both worlds. He got his own. You know, he's on Top Dog, the independent label. But he's getting the marketing of Interscope. You can't lose that way. No independent label, that'd be hard to turn down. Like, we're going to give you the kind of money to market your stuff that we give, you know, 50 cent in game, but keep your originality. That's the dream, man. That's the dream.
Yeah, that's cool. I pray that happens to you too, bro, because you're very original and talented at the same time.
Thank you.
And I'm not trying to listen to stuff, like I said, that's watered down, poured over, rewarmed, anything like that. I want to listen to stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
French Crocs. Explain that song.
All right, French Crocs, that song is actually from 2 years ago, and that's actually me rapping on it. Tiffany Porterfield singing on it on the hook, and my boy Sherlyn Ayers out there. He's rapping. He got the 16 at the end of it. And it's pretty much just about having a good life, man, minus all the extra drama with it, just, you know, how we do, a day in the life. You know, it's not over-boasting. It's just sophisticated rap, to me at least. I think it's sophisticated, you know, about, you know, appreciating what you got.
K-Dub in the house.
Even on a big wheel, my gibberish was ill. Hip-hop's the only place bragging pays bills. Like when you see me, you like my life. You love my clothes, my songs, bet you want my wife. Can't touch that, homie, I keep hammer. That's the given, y'all meet the new standard. Stars lined up for this, it's not random. Cop a new fit every week, I keep handsome. When I'm in your town, show me where the mall is. My style is flawless, if not the rawest. Wanna know how a man can entertain a goddess? Give her the finest, crops out your harvest. Yeah, I got a knack for the poems, and the guap I make brings the groceries home. Until the universe steps up to lay me down, I'ma be a good night fan, see the crown.
Did you realize that you had it for me, baby? All the time it comes and disappears like magic. But we made that our work is everlasting. Oh, no, no.
If y'all going ham, then we been with prosciutto. Been paying homage to the late Mr. Gucci, yo.
Trump tighter than the Gucci store. Till you spend a couple grand, now they're your fan. Fam, look up in your hand. Those are keys to a Benz, but they don't go clink clink. The tip's made of plastic. How you start your whip with a magnet, then take a dime piece from the club to the mattress? Take a guess, man. And when you're building your team, you do better with very few yes, man. Cause everybody ain't your best, man. A matter of fact, a lot of guys my age is doing less than. It's a blessing. Props go to God, yo. Your boy closet is packed like Costco. My lifestyle is high profile. Even when I dress down, it's French crocodiles. Yeah.
Did you realize that you had
Geneva, purple two-seater, non-violent, summertime white beater. They love the aura, Mr. Camcorder. Call Hans on order, you can't order. They hoping I'm taking about choking. European diamond, I'm artichoking. Fresh, cut shopping, it's my hobby. Burberry stores in my hotel lobby. Models in my entourage. Wake up to a sweetest massage. Bad dames on planes, we flying. Non-fiction, but we be flying. My life's sweet, not salty like sodium. I never stop, stand tall like a podium. Out of step, we a group like the British Isles. Girls take me shopping, call it freestyle.
Music right there, you know. That was a very, I love the beat, the harmony and stuff, and it was all on point, man. That's some more rider music for me right there.
Awesome.
And stuff.
Glad y'all feel it. That's all I want. I want y'all to feel it. That's all that matters.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm already feeling it. You wouldn't be on this show if I was. That's from the rip. That's from the rip. I was like, yeah, I got to have this cat on because I'm loving the stuff. Also, tell the people exactly how to get up with you, follow you, actually find out about your projects and whatnot.
Easiest way to find me is just Google me, Kenny Dubb, D-U-B-B. Simple. I'm everywhere like that. Just Google that. You get my Twitter, my Facebook. I mean, I ain't saying I cornered that name, that stage name, but it's been working for me. So you Google Kenny Dubb, and you will find me somewhere.
Ain't no reason to change it.
Kenny, I want to thank you for coming to the show. I'm glad that I'm friends with your sister. That way I got to meet you, man. And it's all good for real. And whenever you got something new you want to shoot through, hit me up, man. It's always
on. We will. We definitely will, Taz. Thank you much. Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me a little bit of space, man.
It's all good, dog. Take care of yourself.
Sir. Till next time.
All right.
Well, Ant-Man, another show, man.
Man, I love the day, man. This is nice, man. This is a pleasant change, man. It was a pleasant change. And so I enjoyed myself.
Next week, like I was telling you before, if we even went live, I got Marlo Moore coming in on Wednesday. That's the Gospel Center.
Right.
And my cousin will be on, hopefully, with us at the same time. If not, okay. We'll have Marlo for an hour. And I'll play a couple of things from her new song. She lives down here in the A.
Okay.
Also on Thursday, I come back on Thursday, the regular night. My boy Ron L., who is from Virginia, we've done 8 CDs together, and we will be playing our latest CD from last year when we recorded it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Z Smooth Plus One, and hopefully my cousin will be on because he's the plus one. It really, used to just be Z Smooth, T-A-Z and Smooth Sounds. That's what it is, Z Smooth. But then he wanted to be on that CD, and so we just went plus one. So he is the plus one that's on there, and that's the new song, Can't Kill the Feeling.
No,
matter of fact, the title of the song, Can't Kill the Feeling, came from another artist in New York. His name is Carl T. I call him CT. He just messaged me, matter of fact. He's getting ready to be on the show again, too. CT, every time I call him, he said, can't kill a feeling and it won't die. And I said, man, I'm going to write a song on that title. And that's the name of the title of the CD, Can't Kill a Feeling.
That's kind of smooth right there.
Yeah, I got it off of him. I wrote the thing and got it off of him. So we'll be listening to some of our music on Thursday. The next Thursday after that, I'm supposed to have CT on. He's from New York, and this dude from, he's from Texas. His name is Josh McIntosh.
Okay.
A young rapper, up-and-coming rapper. I heard some of his stuff. He sounds phenomenal. And I'm supposed to get in contact with Lissette Wilson, who is a producer out of New York. Her sister is Cassandra Wilson, who is the jazz singer.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she plays guitar, if I'm not mistaken. And then after that, the next Thursday, I got Diggy Dolshay, which is a female rapper out of Columbus, Ohio, I'm friends with, and she's a bad girl. I got her mixtape, and she came through and put it down. And then Cleo Jones, I just talked to her a minute ago on Facebook. Cleo Jones is one of the first people I interviewed here on Blog Talk because I had a show on my recorded live show, like 2 or 3 years on my website. But this is the first artist I interviewed here, and she used to have a radio show here in 2007. She rapped with Chuck D and them and all that good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and she's friends with MC Light and everybody else. She's a very talented rapper, very positive rapper. And I love her to death. That's my baby sister right there. And I haven't talked to her in years. That's Cleo Jones on the 21st of March. Then we got some other projects with I got a poetry corner coming up with my boy Mark Lacey from Huntsville, Alabama. Then I got a grown folks quiz with my nephew who actually has a show here on Blog Talk. My nephew and 2 of his other buddies, and we do a grown folks quiz. And after that, I'm going to try to schedule a night court because I do a night court too. I know, Ant-Man, you like tripping like this dude do everything, but it's going to be a whole lot of different. If you think about music all the time, that's the main thing. We do kick back and change up the format every now and then. So I got that poetry corner. It's going to be deep for real. And then we're doing the grown folks quiz too later on in May. And then I got a couple of artists from this girl hit me up today. Her name is Stevie Lewis, or she hit me up today. She's got like about 5 or 6 artists that she wants to put through the show. So we're going to do that with her in May.
Cool. So you got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of things going on there, bro.
Yeah, I got a calendar book, so you know.
All right, let me.
If you could shoot through the A during October, I would be glad. I'd be glad to have you come through to the house party because you wouldn't be the first person from Black Planet that stepped through.
Oh, I plan it. You said it's in October?
It's the weekend, the Saturday before Columbus Day. Columbus Day is on a Monday. That Saturday before Columbus Day, and there's been a few people come through here, and I'm trying to think. Do you know any of them? But no, I don't think so. Oh, you know, it's me, Tyree.
Yeah,
she comes through.
Okay.
She came through. Also, I forgot her name because you know her too. She came through a couple of years back from New Jersey. I can't think of her name right now online. But she came through as well. A lot of people from Black Planet came through. And what's her name? Miss Tina. Her name is Tina.
I know her. Tina. Is that the same one that
from Atlanta?
Yeah. Ain't she like a manager at some hotels or something?
Yeah. There you go. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I know her.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, a lot of people came through a couple of times. And it was like, man, dang, y'all be partying. Oh yeah, there's a lot of food, a lot of drinking, and a lot of crazy. I know it's right up your alley.
Yeah, you're right. All right. All right, man.
And a lot of good music because we got people come through and they perform too.
Oh, so cool.
And I'm supposed to perform again too. So, and
there
we do a live reading of the skit that I read on my old radio show that we do. So we do that too. There's
a lot
of great things going on. So we're gonna have some fun, and then I play music where people go, "Who's that? Who was that? I ain't never heard that." Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know. You ain't never heard that. But it is Mary J. Blige, but you ain't never heard that.
That's
right,
what
man.
I'm talking about.
It's good having you on the show, man. Like I said, my wife loved you, her and her girlfriend, so keep on having people love you, man.
I hope so, man. I kind of... on today's show, I kind of like stumbled on one of the questions that I was asking Kenny Dub, but, you know... I still think it was a great show, man. I had fun.
That Nikki boy, we wore her out.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? We just double team and sandwiched her all up.
I was like, he ain't listening. Anyway. All right, because I'll talk to you later, man.
Okay, man. Thanks, man.
All right, then. Peace.
All right.